A major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone that we'll always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday again already. Unbelievable. It's like, and I've said it before, of course, like the sun is coming up and going around the earth just quickly, and then back down, and then back up, and back down, and back up. And then for the flat earth, I don't know how y'all think it's going up it or up and down the earth when it's going around it. But it's amazing how fast time goes by. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy, the biblical question. Do you have hope? Do you have hope? Do you have hope? Interesting responses to that question. Do you have hope? Isn't that amazing? And the biblical question is so interesting. I want you guys and ladies to go over to Twitter and share your answers with me, all right, at JLP Talk. Share it with me on Twitter, too. I want to know. Do you have hope? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. What's the difference between Twitter and X?
Same thing.
Oh, he said, and also X.
Also known as X.
Oh, I have mercy. Also known as X. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy doing whatever it is you're doing, protesting at the Republican convention, or you're at the national convention, and you having a good time, and you can't sit and watch the show, you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? Amazing. I want to remind you, once again, our battle is a spiritual battle. And it's a warfare between good versus evil. And most, except for those who are starting to work on themselves to overcome evil, most, all human beings are evil. They are demons. They're possessed by demons. They're controlled by demons. And there's no limits to the gates of hell that they will not sink down into to try to destroy you. All for a fake thrill of life. They call it life, but it's death. And they celebrate in the thrill of trying to destroy you. You see it everywhere, all the time, in your life and in other people's lives. There is a thrill that comes with evil that rejoices when they can get you to overreact, or when they can make you afraid, or when they can make you feel something. And that's why I highly recommend you stop looking for love or anything from human beings, because first, number one, human beings have no love, and they will take your desperation of the need for love or an idol or whatever. They will take that as a weakness, and they will destroy you with it. And then they'll laugh about it. They enjoy it because they're demons, and they enjoy the destruction of human beings. And demons lives in all human beings until they overcome. And I also want to encourage, you to get to know yourself. Be aware of self. Do you know that the last thing human demons want is for you to get to know yourself? Once they find out what, if you doubt me, if you're married and one is trying to find themselves but the other is not, the husband or the wife, watch how the demon in the husband or the wife will come after you to destroy you, choke you with fear, so that you will forget to work on yourself, to rise above the situation. Y'all, and I understand, because you're not going to know until you seriously work on yourself. You do not understand the depths of the evil of human hearts. Really. But when you're working on yourself, you start to see and see and see, and you will be like, what the? And this is why we got so much chaos on the earth in families and friends and politics and businesses and churches and synagogues and wherever, because human beings don't know that they are demons. They call demons love. But believe you me, demons are roaming the earth inside a human body. That's where they live until you drop your body. They are roaming the earth trying to figure out who they can devour. Really. Do what you want, but I suggest you pay attention to you. and be not deceived, so you can be free of the demons. It's amazing. I'm sleeping this morning because last night I went out. I went out to an amazing gathering. It was fun. I met some amazing people. Hi, friends. They are my friends now. Smart, friendly, sincere, making America great again. And I have fun. And now I'm sleepy. But that's fine. I can sleep another day. But anyway, I want to encourage you while I'm telling you this, especially to the supporters of the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, that you should watch yourself and not give in to the temptation of anger. Not give in to the temptation of anger. Because the demons on the other side, and there are demons in the Republican Party too, but the demons on the other side, they want you to be angry, and they want you to carry out acts where they can lock you up, take away your freedom, shut you down, lock you up, and throw away the key. If you notice, if you haven't, you should notice, ever since the attempt assassination on the Great White Hope, the demons on the other side, Democratic Party, are trying to say, well, the Trump people are going to come out and commit murder. They're going to try to hurt people. They're the one that we need to be afraid of, right? They are taking the focus off what they have done or encouraged or happy about and trying to say that you are the problem. And if you get too excited or you get too into identified with what happened with the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, or you get too emotional about it, then you're going to fall for the trick and you're going to carry out the act of exactly what they want you to do. And because they're in control right now, at least up until November, I hope, they can take away your right. Look what they did to the Republicans over at the Capitol. They put them in prison. And then those Republicans that were locked up, whether guilty or innocent, they were not able to get help. They've been locked away. I think maybe some of them out now. I don't know. It seems like I heard something like that. But I'm telling you, drop your anger so you don't fall for the trick. And between now and November, you have not seen anything yet. You think we've seen bad stuff, and we have. It's going to only get worse. These people are starving, hungry for perceived power. And they love it. And there's nothing they will not do to get it, to maintain control of it. They love controlling you. It makes them feel good. So conservatives, Republicans, Donald Trump supporters, drop your anger. There is never, ever, 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 ever a reason to be angry. Never, no matter what happens. There is never a reason to be angry. Human demons want you angry. They want an emotion from you. So they plant the seeds they plant these seeds, and those seeds grow like weeds into your mind, and they choke you. They choke you because you fell for the plant. You fell for the seeds. You fell for the temptation. And they grow into weeds up into your mind, and they choke you and they got you. You don't understand the depths of how demons work. And yes, demons exist. inside of human beings. I promise you, demons exist. And there's no limitation to what a demon or demons will do to control you. They'll taunt you. They'll tease you. They'll accuse you. They'll bring up your past or the future. They'll do whatever it takes to get a reaction and choke you to death. Remember the Bible talked about that? How they plant the seeds, and the seeds grow into weeds, and the weeds choke you. It's in your mind. The weeds choke you in your mind because you fell for it. You shed a tear or you have fear when you heard what they were doing to you or saying about you. And the moment you shed a tear or you have fear or you overreacted, you gave room to the demons to choke you. And you shut down, and most people never recover from that. You got to be aware of how the demons work so you can resist the demons. Human beings are demons. I wish you understood that. Your friends, your family members, your co-workers, your church members, your business men and women members, your government members, your police members, your military members, your whatever, children members, because the parents are evil demons, and they pass it on to their children, and it continues. Parents have no love for children. And when mothers cry and say, I love my kid, I love my child, I love my children, they are lying. They hate their children. There's no love in demons. There's no love in anger. I suggest you wake up, and you can wake up and know what I'm talking about, because the spirit of truth, the teacher within, will show you all of what's really going on. And that will be your protection. The knowing, the understanding, the ability to see what's truly going on is your protection. But most people can't see. They're blind. And because they can't see, they are not protected. They call hate love. They call sex love. They call whatever love, a feeling, love. And it's not. It's not love. Love does not have a feeling. Love is dispassionate. It is not emotional. When emotional people tell you they love you, watch out. Watch out. But do what you want, because I understand that most people do not want to come out of their hell. They love their misery. They love their suffering. And they don't want to hear the truth of how to overcome it. They'd rather be talking about football. They'd rather be talking about tennis. They'd rather be talking about what they have for lunch. They'd rather be talking about how great Nikki Haley was at the speaking at the Republican convention for getting that Nikki Haley turned on Trump. She turned on America by taking down the Confederate flag, going along with Black Lives Matter. And I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe I saw her on The View once. And I don't think that was very pretty. And now she's up there saying, like she loved, I'm giving you all my delegates. And the people are like, whoa, I love Nikki Haley. How blind are you? How blind are you? But I understand. I do understand you cannot see. And when I say that you cannot see, that is the number one primary problem with human beings. They just cannot see. And the last thing they want is to see. Oh, it's too hard to remember to see. It's too hard to be still and watch the thoughts. It's too hard. Plus, I got to get up and go to work. I don't have time. I do it on the way to work. How long will this take, they say? The battle is a spiritual battle. This is why relationship, your marriages are not working. Your relationships are not working. Your family ships are not working. Look how mean your own mama is to you. Your own mama. Mama, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you've done your best, and I understand because I can see where you. I can see of myself. I can't do anything. I can't help myself. I ought to be. I forgive you too. That's what Mama say. Well, I didn't ask you to forgive me, Mama, because everything I've done thus far is because of you. I forgive you too. All that trouble you brought upon me. Mama won't admit she was looking in the mirror at herself. And what you, because you resented her, you became like her. What a mess. It is like, if you don't truly, 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 truly seek the kingdom first, you would never know what in the world I'm talking about. It'd be like, what the? Because only the true I, Jesse Peterson, cannot make you see it. I can point you to the source that would allow you to see it if you want to see it. But I can't make you see it. You have zero understanding the depths of human beings' heart. Their hearts are evil. And that's why nothing is working. So to the Trump supporters, you watch out what is being said about you. They want you to get mad. They want you to carry out a horrible act so they can bring in every whatever, however many police they have left and the military and everybody and lock you down. And you won't be able to blame them because you got mad and you overreacted. You fell for the trap. You fell for the temptation. You fell for the seed that grew into weeds all the way up into your mind, and it choked you, and you carried out the act because you didn't see. There are men and women, but especially women, who are disappointed that this shooter missed Donald Trump. The great white hope. They, women are saying, some, not all, are saying that they are disappointed that the shooter missed Trump. I wonder, God forbid, had that happened with Joe Biden, same thing happened to Joe Biden, would there be Republican women saying that they are disappointed that it missed Joe Biden? Or will you feel whatever you're feeling for the great white hope, or would you feel that for Joe Biden? Or because you're not on that team and you don't agree with anything Joe Biden is about, and I do understand, would you be okay with what happened if that had happened to him? And my point is, if you don't love all, you love none. If you don't love all, you love none. If there's one person that you resent, that you're angry at, you love nobody. Be not deceived, folks. If they tell you, well, I hate Joe Biden, but I love Trump, they're lying. Because they'll turn on Trump. If Trump was to get up on Thursday night and lay out his plan, and in that plan, he says one or two things that the crowd or some of the crowd or most of the crowd disagree with, they'll turn on Trump right there. And it'll be over. They don't really love Trump, to be honest. If you don't love your enemy, You love no one. If you don't love your enemy, do you think God not love the people who don't want him? He love them. He'll leave them in their hell. He's not going to try to force them to come out of it, but he love them. He made a way that they might come out of their hell if they want it, but he's not going to force you out of your hell. He'll leave you right in the hell. In your misery, in your demon-possessed mind and emotions. And believe you me, emotions are evil and not necessary. If you can test emotional people, let's test the relationships. What does a woman do when she loses control over you? And she try to get it back, she cries. Oh, you don't love me. You don't care about me. And what she's really saying, you don't let me control you. I used to be able to control you. And what does the man do if the woman is waking up, working on herself and waking up? And he is not. He gets vicious. He go nuts. He get mad at her, and he want to beat her. He want to destroy her, not because she's done anything wrong, but because he's losing control over her. You are possessed, and in being possessed with demons, evil spirit, they cause you to think and do things that you ordinarily would not do. And prevent you from doing what's right. And you say that is you. I'm miserable. I'm lonely. I'm this and I'm that. And I'm this. You identify with evil and call it you. You call it you. And you call good evil. CNN is reporting the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are concerned about the potential for violence following on the retaliatory attacks. In response to the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, the agency said in a joint intelligence bulletin, individuals in some online communities have threatened or encouraged violence in the wake of Saturday's shooting, according to the bulletin. See, you are crazy for going online or even in any private conversation saying stupid stuff. They want you to do it. You're doing them a favor. And the many of you that they can lock up, take away your Second Amendment, take away your freedom, they would love that. There is no reason, zero, to be violent. Zero reason. So to the Trump supporters, do what you want. I know that you're possessed. You're not going to listen to me because you didn't listen when I told you don't go over there to that Capitol. It would be silly. Calm down. Drop your anger. Don't fall for the trick. 888-775-3773. 888-77 Jesse. Learn how not to be to let your close friends and family members tempt you to anger. Then when you go out into the world, you already know. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Women's Forum this Thursday, tomorrow night. It is the third Thursday already tomorrow night. Isn't that amazing? So ladies, come on down. We missed last month. But if the Lord is willing, we're gonna get it right this month. At 7 p.m. for ladies only. And don't worry, men, the first Thursday night of next month, we should be able to have our men's forum. All right? So there will be a ladies' forum tomorrow night. Just FYI. And the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 11 after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. I want to go to the phone, but first I want to show you. You know, I was thinking about, and I would talk to Hake about it, too, right now. Milwaukee is the last place the Republican Party should have had a convention. I don't know why they picked Milwaukee. Milwaukee is out of control. And I believe, I could be wrong, but I think they have a black mayor over there. And maybe a female police chief. What do you think going to happen? I could be wrong about that, but I think I saw a black man who was saying that he's the mayor or something with that have to do with Milwaukee. Of all places to have a convention as a Republican Party, why they had to go into the hood? I understand that they want the black vote, but what the? You don't want to vote at the risk of your life for a stupid vote. Of all places, with homelessness being out of control and knowing that over there in Milwaukee, they don't like white people. Well, a mess, huh? So, Chief Jeffrey B. Norman, is black, and he is Milwaukee Police Department. So you think a black mayor in Milwaukee gonna protect you? And black mayor Johnson, age 37. So they have a black mayor and a black, what? Cavalier Johnson. Is his name Justin? Oh, okay. Cavalier. They have a black mayor and a black police chief in Milwaukee, and you couldn't find anywhere else to have a convention. White people, y'all a mess. Y'all a mess. Why you ain't going down there to Florida? You can find anywhere else to go to have a convention except deep into the hood with a black mayor and a black police chief. White people, y'all a mess. What's wrong with you? At some point, you got to stop trying to prove that you're not racist. Racism doesn't exist, but you got to stop trying to show. But anyway, I want to play this. I mentioned that women, there are women who are disappointed shooter Miss Trump. This is from Timecast News or Timcast News. Timcast News. Timcast News. Protester outside the RNC in Milwaukee says it's a shame the person missed. It's a shame the person missed. Referring to President Trump from Timcast News. Here's where she quotes Thomas Jefferson. Watch this.
Absolutely. You guys are out here on the heels of the attempted Trump assassination. Can I get your reaction to what happened the other day?
Well, it's a shame the person missed, but it's ironic that the shooter was also a Republican, and I am scared about political violence.
You're scared of political violence, but you were hoping that he wouldn't have missed.
Yes.
Wow. Could you elaborate on that? I mean, many people are thankful that the shooter missed and could have led to a lot of conflict in the country.
Regardless if Trump is in power or not, he has a lot of influence, and that makes him a very dangerous person, and nothing will stop. And we want to live, and sometimes...
And have more
Thomas
food
Jefferson
to eat.
Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter that included one of my favorite quotes, that sometimes the tree of liberty needs to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
Do you hope to see others also, if all that holds true, do you want to see others try what this young man tried at the Trump rally?
I don't know if it would do any good.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
So I want you to smoke on that. She is for killing Trump, but scared of political violence. And see, this is why I'm telling you, Republicans, Trump supporters, that kind of stuff, if you hear that and you see they're switching it, trying to make it appear that you are the one that they're afraid of, you'll get mad and you'll overreact. Do not do that. Resist the temptation of ever getting angry about anything. That woman, that female, is a human demon. And that demon is tempting you. That demon is trying to plant a seed in you that will grow into weeds. and it will grow into your imagination and choke you. That's what that is. That's what the Bible is talking about. That's a demon. But if you are a demon because you're still connected to anger, then you'll fall for it, and you'll overreact, and you're going to do exactly what they want you to do, not realizing they're setting you up. They're telling you about themselves, but pretending that it's about you. And she's going to quote Thomas Jefferson, Lord have mercy. And Thomas Jefferson just rolled over in his grave, if it's possible. She's carrying a crossbow, terrified to be outside the convention. But yes, she's at the convention like somebody made her be there. Watch this.
I see you have a crossbow over here. Can you tell me a little bit more about it and why you decided to bring it here? You have a, I don't know what it is. It looks like a crossbow.
Yeah, it's a pistol crossbow. I don't like firearms. This is a much safer alternative, and it's used only for personal defense as an absolute last resort.
Wow.
I hope I never have to use it.
Why did you feel compelled to bring it here? Do you feel unsafe?
Very much so. I'm absolutely terrified to be here.
Isn't that amazing? A lying bitch. She's half to lose and terrified to be there. She have a crossbow. And yet no one, she went on her own. That's the Republican convention. It's not the Democratic convention. I don't know if she's a Democrat or not. But she went there on her own. And she ain't that terrified. If you're that terrified, why would you go into somebody's neighborhood? He could say my opinion, his opinion. He wasn't not sure that was a woman. I think it was a female Hake. What the? But that was Nick saying that? What the? You said that? There's no proof that that wasn't a woman. But I'm terrified, she says. But yet she got up and left wherever she was staying or living or whatever and went to the Republican convention with a crossbow because she's terrified. See how she's lying? Another lie to get you angry to make you overreact. She ain't terrified. Well, she is terrified of the devil. Well, not of the devil, of God. Republican, drop the anger. You've been set up. Young white male and female Republicans, with all that energy, you guys want to be out there being tough. Drop the anger. They'll set you up. They want you to overreact. They're begging you to overreact. They're praying to their God, the devil, that you will overreact. Don't do it. And when you get locked up, ain't nobody coming to get you out. No Republican representative. Nobody coming to get you out. They don't care about you. And the last soundbite on this idiot, she has a hammer and sickle. She has a hammer and sickle. I didn't know what that was until this morning. It's a communist Soviet Union tattoo. Here's the picture of it. But watch this.
I had one last question for you since it caught my eye. I see you have a hammer and sickle tattoo. Can you tell me more about this tattoo?
I was born in the Soviet Union. I was brought here when I was a little kid. But it's just a symbolism of where I came from. No, I do not support Russia. No, I don't condone anything that it does or that Putin has done. I would consider myself more of a socialist, but
of course,
it's just a symbol of where I was born.
Amazing. You're dealing with evil inside of you. and outside of you, inside of other. Look at her. Look at her. Look at that demon. Doesn't that look like a demon? Fat one. She's already eaten up so many souls, she's overweight. And she's over there at the Republican convention and don't have to be there. But yes, she's terrified with a Soviet Union sign. A communist sign. Human beings are evil, folks. I'm telling you, it's in the Bible. You say you read the Bible. Are you reading over that? Salvations of the heart. When human beings speak, they speak from the heart. You must, in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. The heart must be changed before anything else will change. You got to forgive. And in my country today, there's no love. There is no love. Human beings are roaming the earth, seeing who they can devour. And they get a false sense of gratification out of hurting you, making you cry, making you afraid. Making you afraid. Can you read those next two pics for me?
Big time. You know, that's not the only woman. In fact, here's this one person, Deb Fielder. And according to Libs of TikTok, Deb Fielder, a government employee at the Commerce Department and Census Bureau, posted on social media. And you can see here, there's a social media that reads, "Too bad the shooter missed the target." And I'm not apologetic for feeling that way. I'm sorry for the innocent spectators, though.
Isn't that amazing?
These are your elected officials or otherwise. Government employees. Jacqueline Marsall, this one's from Newsweek, a caseworker and field director for Black Congressman Benny Thompson. This was on Facebook. It reads, "I don't condone violence, but please get you some shooting lessons so you don't miss next time." Oops, that wasn't me talking.
Wow.
She was reportedly fired.
Isn't that amazing? Now do you believe me when I tell you that Satan is the god of the woman? Look at that. Those are females. Different colors, but the same spirit. Satan is the god of the woman, and God above is the god of the man. Now do you believe me? And we're going to get to all your calls. They're going to answer out there in a minute. Just hold on. Now, do you believe me? Unfortunately, you don't see that it's a spiritual battle. When you see those female, what you just saw right now and heard, you just see the physical body, but you don't see the spirit in them because you don't see the spirit in yourself. Isn't that something? Oops. Libs of TikTok, Deb Fielder, a government employee at the Commerce Department and Census Bureau posted on social media. Too bad the shooter missed the target. And I am not apologetic for feeling that way. I'm sorry for the innocent spectator, though. She's lying. And she doesn't love Trump. She loves no one. An employee of the government, according to this report. They want to get you angry so you can do the same thing, and they will destroy you. They will destroy you. The other woman said, "Too bad the shooter missed the target." This is from Libs of TikTok as well. Too bad, huh? They missed the target. And I'm not apologetic for feeling that way. Isn't that something? And I'm sorry for the innocent spectator, though. She's lying. Jacqueline, this is Newsweek. Jacqueline Marsaw, M-A-R-S-A-W, a caseworker and field director for Black Congressman Bernie Thompson, posted on Facebook, "I don't condone violence, but please get some shooting lesson." What? Oh, Bernie Thompson. "I don't condone violence, but please get some shooting lesson. So don't miss next time. Oops. That wasn't me talking." They said she was fired. But that she's right. It wasn't her. The demons in her. Her wicked heart. When she spoke from the heart. A spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allahu Abba-ism, Debbie Dad-ism, white supremacism, or anti-Semitism. No isms. It's good versus evil. You're either of evil and you're descended deep into evil, or you are of good and you're rising above evil. There's nothing else but that. Nothing else. And you can't be of both. You're only of one. You can't serve good and evil. You only serve one. Which one are you? Are you of good or are you of evil? And so once again, Trump supporters, beware. They're going to be tempting you like 90 going north to do some crazy, do what they want to do, and in some cases are doing it, so that they can lock you up, because right now they have control. And they want Trump out of the way, come hell or high water. They don't want Trump to be the next president. He may make things a little better in America. He just might close the borders. He just might bring back jobs. He just might make us respected and feared in the rest of the world with our enemies. He might even unite the family. And they don't want that. What the? So be aware, be careful. Do not get angry at the demons. Do not let them make you feel good or make you feel bad. When I come back, I'm going right to your phone calls, all of your calls. 888-775-3773. And your super chats. I can't believe this hour gone, one hour gone already. It has nothing to do with color, folks. I promise you that. I literally promise you. It has never had anything to do with color, never will. It has never had anything to do with slavery or Jim Crow or systemic racism or the KKK or anyone. It's good versus evil. Back in a moment, hate is coming in with hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, July 17th, AD 2024. A very special day. It is World Emoji Day. And the feds are warning of retaliatory attacks after the attack on Trump. I laugh because it feels a little bit cherry-picked, but who knows? And Biden is targeting the so-called Supreme Court. And NASA transmit a Missy Elliott song to Venus. Isn't that sweet? NASA not wasting our time or money. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back to your calls, guys. There is one line open. You can call in right now. During Hake News, Not Fake News, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, it is World Emoji Day, an unofficial holiday, holy day, acknowledging thousands of symbols and smileys we use to spice up our text messages, or add some flavor anyway, right? CNN says that there is a clear generational split between how different generations use the emojis. For instance, Gen Z is more likely to use the skull emoji, the skull emoji with the holes for eyes, to convey their laughter. That they think something is funny. I'm dead, is what they say. Compared to millennials and Gen X boomers who prefer using the laughing face emoji with tears coming out. I see much more of those on the Jason Lee Peterson Show Super Chats. We're getting a lot of millennial and Gen X Super Chatters, also known as the face with tears of joy. Isn't that interesting? There's your news. Also, the FBI and the Department of Homeland so-called Security are concerned about the potential for violent follow-on or retaliatory attacks in response to the attempted assassination of our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. That's what the agency said in a joint intelligence bulletin. JLP warned you about this earlier this hour. They're trying to tempt you to evil. Individuals in some online communities, quote-unquote, have threatened or encouraged violence in the wake of Saturday's shooting, according to the bulletin. And you know that you can find that type of talk anywhere from any corner about any end, but they don't talk about the commies who are doing it. Anyway, authorities are still searching for the shooter's motive, and they have not identified any co-conspirators. Meanwhile, Trump has continued his campaign efforts, our greatest president, amid the ongoing probe. He's scheduled to speak at the Republican National Convention that's happening in Milwaukee on Thursday. That's tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow is the third Thursday of the month, ladies. That's the Women's Forum, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events and have a women's convention. It's nice. It's very cool. I know that the men's forums are great. His running mate, Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, he is set to address the convention, Republican National Convention, later today. Speaking of the so-called Supreme Court, crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, he's seriously considering publicly endorsing major reforms to the Supreme Court, so say sources to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Biden may push for term limits for the nine justices who currently serve lifetime appointments, as well as an ethics code for the court that would contain an enforcement mechanism. Lord. Additionally, Biden may push for an amendment that would reverse the historic ruling from the court earlier this month that gave presidents immunity for actions they take while in office, some of the actions they take in office. News of Biden's forthcoming announcement has been met with praise from so-called progressive, meaning communist, court reform groups. It may also help reinvigorate a fraying Democrat coalition as private efforts to nudge Biden out of the 2024 race continue. And here's a little update from space, which is real. NASA transmit a Missy Elliott. She's that female rapper. I think she's a rapper. She's black. Missy Elliott song to Venus. I think she came out with a new album or is. Anyway, but that's just beside the point. Aiming to serenade the aliens, NASA? Asks Commie Nonsense Network. It's unclear why the space agency chose to transmit another song into space. It's the second time, only the second time they've transmitted a song after they sent a song by the Beatles. Lame.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. One line open at 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week. The biblical question, do you have hope? Do you have hope? Hope is dope. Do you have hope? You can listen to the show if you're busy and about whatever you're doing, and you're not able to sit and watch it. You can podcast, but you can be listening by calling the listen line on your cell phone or iPad or whatever, iPhone or iPad. By calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we are going to get to your super chats, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood is coming up in the next hour, all right? I want to go to the busy folks. I didn't get to any calls in the first hour. I kind of got it off my chest. Let me go to Jason out of New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? I got a question. Like, what do you say? You say love is not a feeling?
Right.
And what is it?
It's not a feeling.
And what is it?
It's not a feeling.
So people don't feel love? You don't feel love when you don't feel that?
They feel something that's emotional, and they call it love, but it's hate.
Okay, all right. Say that one more time. I ain't get that. Say that one more time.
Why you didn't get it the first time?
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jason. I can't play. I got to get you so many calls. And think about it. Smoke on it. And if you notice, every time you thought you were in love, it went from love to hate, from hate to love to hate, and hate to love. All right. Thank you, Jason, out of New York. Julie from Connecticut. Julie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I spoke with you on Friday about, you were talking to me about me. I was describing my husband's mother and how I was acting just like her.
Yes.
And it struck me when you said that. And then immediately after I got off the phone with you, I started getting into an argument with the secretary at a dentist's office because that happens to me a lot. I get into fights with secretaries a lot. And I hung up the phone with her, and it came to me to call my husband and ask him what my problem is with this situation that keeps reoccurring. So I called him. And he immediately knew the answer of what was really going on with me and what was going on with the secretary, and he resolved it in 15 seconds. So in that moment where he resolved my issue and told me what was going on, I realized all the stuff that you've been saying about men and them being the head of the house was true.
Well, not and head of the house, but head of the wife.
Yeah. So I realized I had an epiphany in that moment where I'm like, all right, so even though I'm in a fallen state, my husband's in a fallen state, he's still so much smarter than me because I couldn't figure this out myself. And in that moment, because I told you I'm having trouble with the silent prayer and I'm still anxious and angry. And in that moment when he helped me and he could solve the problem so quickly, I thought the anger just left and I just like had peace for like the first time. And that peace lasted like a day or two until he came up to me and told me that he's going to confront his mother. But when he told me he's going to confront his mother, he was saying that he wants to make sure that her feelings aren't hurt and that he's preserving the relationship between him and her. And he didn't mention me in the equation at all. And I wanted him to mention me because she's been mistreating me very, very badly for a very long time. And I was hoping for him to go over there and tell her, you know, don't disrespect my wife anymore. You've been disrespecting her for too long. That's what I wanted him to say. And then in that moment, I got very upset. I started crying. And I wanted to know from you because I felt the peace and I felt the anger leave me. And then that moment, I went back into my emotions. Do you feel like I still was in anger?
What's your question for me?
Is that anger? When he's telling me that he's not going to confront his mother the way that I want him to, and then I got upset, is that still considered anger?
Yeah, that's jealousy. You're jealous of his mother. And you're angry and you're evil and you want to control him because his mother is not treating you bad. You're treating you bad. No human being can treat you bad if you're not bad. All your problems are with you, not with his mother. You're just jealous of his mother because you want to control him. And she wants to control him, and he doesn't know how to deal with either one of you.
Okay, so because I want him to tell his mother to leave me alone and stick up for me, that is me trying to control him?
100%.
Okay. All right. I'll have to think about that for a little bit. I think I'm doing the silent prayer in the morning and at night, and I don't understand what you mean by watching your thoughts, and I think that's where I'm not seeing
why can't you see that you are jealous of his mother because she has control over him, and you're jealous because you want control over him? Are you saying you don't see that?
So we talked about this before, and I want to set a boundary with her that she it's so because you're saying it this way, now I'm seeing what your point is. Because I'm not going to be able to explain it. Yeah, I didn't see it that way until you said it.
You didn't see it what way?
That I was jealous of her. I was just going to make an excuse and say I'm trying to set a boundary with her.
But that's what the devil does. The devil has a hidden agenda, but he pretends to be doing something else when he's really doing something else. You are pretending that you want to set a boundary when you're really jealous and you want to control your husband. You want to do what his mother's doing.
I don't want her in our marriage anymore, and I feel like she's been such a huge part of our marriage for so long.
But no, you want to control him. If you didn't want to control your husband, you would not be affected at all about he and the battle that he and his mother have, because it would be on him and not on you. You want control, and you're jealous of that.
Okay.
That's why you get mad at him, because he won't do what you want him to do. Because mama on this end is mad at the mama on the other end, and then the mama on the other end is mad at this mama, because both mama are evil and they want to control this man.
Okay.
And they call it something else. You don't want no boundary. You want a boundary, but you want to control that boundary. Because if your husband didn't listen to his mother and he came home and listened to you, you're going to hate him for that. And if he doesn't listen to you, you're going to hate him for that. Because you want control. And so your husband is not your problem. You are your problem.
Okay. Okay, so if I wasn't in a fallen state, I would be able to not be attached to what my husband's doing, that he's doing it the wrong way, he's doing it the right way. Like, it wouldn't matter to me what he's doing. It wouldn't matter to me that he's a mama's boy, that he's not acting like he loves me at all. Like, that stuff, it wouldn't even matter to me if he doesn't love me.
Your conversation right now is evil. All what you're saying right now are pure evil, because it's about you. It's not about him at all. You are in a fallen state. Everything you just said is still evil. It's all about, if I didn't do that, I would have this, and I would have this, and I would be that way. You're not trying to overcome evil. You're trying to control your husband.
Okay.
And you're not watching everything you just said. If you watch those things inside of you, you can overcome them, but you're not. Because you really don't want to overcome him. You want to control your husband. You want to control the secretaries. You want to control everybody. And that's what evil does. It gets a thrill, a false sense of life out of control of others. Then it rejoices in the fact that it controls others.
All right. I don't know how to stop doing that.
Yes, you do.
What?
You're lying. Watch him. I've told you what to do. You won't do it. Watch those thoughts. And that's all you have to do. Be conscious of those thoughts. And you want to do the simple thing of watching, because you're not ready to overcome. You want to control your husband. The most important thing to you right now is to control your husband and control the secretaries. You want control.
But I don't know how to watch.
You do know how. I told you how. You don't. Do you see that you want to control your husband?
Yes.
And how do you see that?
Because I know what it feels like to not feel.
And like, no, it's because you see that you want to control it, so you're admitting it. You see that you do.
Oh, okay.
And your whole mission is to control your husband. You don't care about you don't care about anything but that. Everything else is a made up lie to disguise what you really want.
Okay.
You don't love your husband. Your mama, his mama don't love him. Your mama don't like you. And she likes everyone. Your mama, his mama don't love him, and you don't love him. Both of you want control. You're worshiping the devil.
Okay.
And you can't even admit to yourself that's what you want. Because if you admitted it, you might go free. And you don't want freedom.
I feel like I don't know what it's like to not be in a fallen state, and I'm feeling... Because I thought I wasn't in the fallen state anymore. So obviously that was a lie.
Anyone that thinks they're not in the fallen state is in the fallen state. Because if you're not in the fallen state, there is no thinking.
All right. This is the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
It's hard to watch. The most simple thing to do is the most difficult thing for you, and that is to watch what you're thinking and feeling. Why is that so difficult?
Because Because I'm not able to admit to myself what I'm actually doing.
Exactly. You love evil.
Yeah.
Okay. What a mess!
Okay.
Oh, I got mad because he's going over there to appease his mama, and he won't appease me.
Yeah. Well, I thought he should make me more important than his mom because I'm his wife.
But you're not that important, nor is his mother. He should not make you more important than anything. Only God is important. Return to the Father is important, not return to Mama. And you're on an ego trip. That's why you want to be so important. He don't love me. He don't care what I think. He don't care about my feelings. He doesn't care what I do. He doesn't care about... You want to be worship. You want to be God. And you're jealous of the other guy that he's already have, which is his mama.
All right, I'm scared I'm not going to come out of this.
And who is scared?
Probably the demons that are around me.
And so why? Inside of you, not around you, in you. And why are you a demon? Why are you afraid you have to, you won't come out of this? You don't want to depart from Julie?
Right.
So why are you calling the fear you? Why are you calling it the demon you? When you say you are afraid, why are you calling the demons you right now? And what are you afraid you won't come out of?
Being messed up.
What?
Being messed up.
You're afraid you won't come out of the demons because you're messed up?
Yeah.
You love being messed up?
No.
Why are you afraid I'm not coming out for it if you want out? Is it possible that the demon in you is afraid of having to depart from you?
Yes.
Then why are you calling it you? How are you going to depart from you?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
I can't.
Then what are you calling it you then? What are you afraid of? And who is the person that is afraid?
Okay. I'm not afraid. The demons are afraid.
So why do you call them you?
I was mistaken.
Okay. What a mess! You are your only problem. Your husband is not your problem.
Okay.
You are your own enemy.
Okay.
And you're looking on the outside thinking that that's going to make you better, and it's not. If your husband did exactly what you wanted him to do, you're not going to get better. If anything, you'll get worse because it'll make you feel puffed up, ego-driven, that you have control over him, and you'll be stuck in your hell.
All right, so how do I make it right with my husband right now? Should I call him and apologize to him?
You make it right by you getting right, becoming right, because he's sick of your apology.
But I shouldn't. If he comes to me and starts asking me for advice, which he does very often, I'm just going to tell him, don't ask me anything because
yeah,
I'm a woman.
Next time he comes, not because you're a woman, but because you're evil. And so the next time the devil comes to you to ask the devil for advice, ask him, why are you asking the devil for advice?
Okay.
The demon asking the demon for advice. What a mess.
Okay. All right. All right, so I'll just leave him alone then.
Thank God.
All right, I'm just going to leave him alone.
And just work on you. You okay. are your problem, not your husband. You are your world. Work on your world and leave his world alone and let him work on his world.
But is it all right if my kids don't go over and visit?
You stay out of it. Let him handle that.
Okay.
See, you still want to control it.
Well, because he's leaving me out of the picture.
Nice. He don't like you.
Well, I know he told me that.
So that's why he leave you out of the picture. I don't blame him.
Well, he's bringing our kids to his mother
to visit her. Are they his kids?
They're his kids.
Well, let him handle that.
Okay.
You still try to control it. You're still jealous that he's taking his kids to his mama and won't let them stay with you. And so you can control that and make the mama feel bad that you won't let them see the kids.
Well, she doesn't want me there.
I don't blame her.
Okay.
She's hell enough for herself. She don't need you around. And why do you want to be there? You don't even like her.
I don't want to be there, but I don't want my kids hanging around evil either.
That's your husband. If they stay at the house with you, they're with evil. What's the difference? If your husband leave his kids at home with you, they're with evil. He take them over to his mama, they're with evil. What's the difference?
Okay.
You don't want them to hang around the devil over there, but you want them to hang around with the devil over here.
I thought you told me, why did I allow my kids to go over there?
I didn't know you were this crazy. I didn't know you were this insane.
Okay. All right, I'll let him work it out.
That's going to be interesting to see. What they doing over here? What they doing over there? Boy, we need them over here. What a mess! Why don't you go set out and work on you? Take your eyes off your husband. Take your eyes off the secretary and work on the demons that are inside of you. Because that's where the problems are. They're in you. They're not in him. He got his own demons in him. But your demons are in you and your problems are in you and your husband. Not to blame. You were already screwed up when he met you.
Right. I know that. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go over to Canada really fast and talk to Jamil. Jamil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, man.
You're welcome.
I was listening to your conversation there. I wanted to answer your biblical question, but if I could ask you a quick question first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why is it like, I believe I know the answer, but why is it that I can't let go of, like, my family, even though I see that, like, I don't want to say that they're no good, but I know that I'm not, and I can see it in them. I can see the anger in them, and I can see that the relationship that we have with each other is no good, but it's like, I can't let them go.
And like, when you say family, do you mean, like, who?
I mean, like, my brother, my mom, you know, like, my family.
Well, the reason you won't, because you're weak. Anyone that's emotional is weak, and you're desperate. Weak people are desperate people, and so you'd rather have a fake love than to have none at all.
No, because, you're right.
Because you're weak, right. And you're desperate.
I am. I know it too.
And a desperate person is a dangerous person.
It's true. And the thing is that I see it happening with me. Like, I'm watching it happen to me.
Yes.
And then, like, I talk to my brother, and I can't talk to this guy without him screaming at me at all. But while he's screaming at me, he says he loves me. And I'm like, you don't, like, in my mind, I'm like, you don't love me.
Then if you know that, why are you talking to him?
And you know what? I spoke to him yesterday, and he said something to me that was so true. And I realized, you know what? He's not lying. He's telling the truth. But we do it to each other. We know we're not supposed to be around each other. But, like, he'll come visit me at work and bring his nephew. It'll make me happy for a moment. And then an hour later, he's shouting at me. And I'm like, what kind of sick relationship is this?
Two demons love their hell. So you love you love fighting with him, and he loves fighting with you. That's why he come around. And you love it because if you didn't love it, you wouldn't allow him to come around.
Is it wrong if I feel angry with the devil for making me feel this way?
Somewhere
like
now?
For getting me to, like, sometimes I want to blame the, like, I blame the devil that I thought that I loved my brother. And I'm realizing I never loved the way that I thought I did. It's impossible. What you're saying, like, I listen to you and I'm like, there was no way I could possibly love him. And I was angry. Even if it wasn't with him, it could be with somebody else. I brought anger around him at some point.
And so why aren't you glad to see that?
I'm very happy to see it. But there's a pain that is being experienced in me. And I can step away and see me going through that pain.
And what's the pain?
But it's a pain of loss. And sometimes I think that something wants me to believe that I'll be lonely or I'll be abandoned. And the thoughts tell me that I've never been chosen by anybody or anything. Like, and I don't know why I want to be chosen, but this is what it's saying. And it's painful, man. It's very, very painful. But I wake up every day. I do my best to just go to work and do my job. I try to overcome it the best that I can.
It's the pain. It's the pain you?
It's not me.
So
it's
then why me. Are you identified with the pain? Why not? And I understand you feel the pain in your body, but that pain is not you. So just go about your day watching the pain and don't identify with it. It'll be taken away.
I know that it is, and I can see that it has. And even going through consciousness has saved me. Like what you're saying, like I've been in situations even recently where it's like, I was about to start thinking about what could happen. And because I realized that I wasn't present, I was able to face whatever I had to face. And nothing came of it at all. And I believe that if I didn't do that, it would have been 10 times worse. I don't think I would have had my freedom.
100%. So you got to be conscious. That's what's missing. Demons are unconscious. The reason human beings are connected to demons is because they are unconscious. They can't see. Forgive them, they know not what they do. They cannot see.
Absolutely. And when I'm talking to my family, when I'm dealing with them in any kind of way, I realize that I'm starting to be aware that I'm going into a trance every single time that I talk to them, because it's like I don't even want to be there anymore, but I'm being led into it deeper and deeper every time.
But if you didn't want to be there, you wouldn't go there. You wouldn't be there. You are there because you want to be there. You love the fight. You love the feelings you get. You love the anger you have. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't go around them.
It's true. I do it to myself. I do it to myself, but the best way that I can articulate it is self-sabotage. It's the best way I can articulate it, even though I don't want to do it to myself. And I know I'm not doing it on purpose to myself.
It's not self-sabotage, because there's no such thing as self. And if there's no self, you can't sabotage a no self. You have to have a self to sabotage a self. There's no you, so there's no self-sabotage. Sabotage.
I understand that I shouldn't identify with it, but sometimes it's almost debilitating.
Hold on. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. A spiritual battle, folks. It ain't about color. It ain't about male or female. It ain't about rich or poor. It ain't about where you live or don't live. It ain't about what you have or don't have. It's about good versus evil. You're either on the side of evil and descending even more so into your misery, hell, or you're on the side of good and you're rising above it, getting out of it, overcoming it. It's one way or the other. It can't be both ways. And, oh, let me just tell you what I want to tell you. For personal shout-outs go to whether it's birthday, anniversaries, encouragements, weddings. I do them all for you. Go to CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for a personal shout out. And go over yonder and support us on social media. Like over here. Subscribe over there. Follow here and ring the bell over there and go over to social media and tell me what you think about the biblical question. JLP Talk on X. Do you have hope? I want to know. Go over there right now on social media. Do you have hope? No women's form. And also, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Go over there. All right. Amazing. There is a women's forum. Yes, we are having a women's forum tomorrow night, the third Thursday of the month. I misspoke if I said it wasn't. There will be, is going to be BBB. Is going to be a women's forum tomorrow night. All right, at 7 p.m., ladies only. All right, what else? Social media stuff I mentioned, we're on rumble.com, Jesse Lee Peterson, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is king. Christ is king. Amazing. JLP, cozy.tv/JLP. Christ is king over there. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Jamil. I want to finish up with Jamil and get to the rest of the call and your super chats. So Jamil, just continue to work on yourself. Watch those thoughts and don't try to change yourself. Let the Spirit of the Father change you. He will.
I believe you. It's just very hard. it's extremely hard, but I know that he will change me. I see it.
What's
see
hard
me every day.
What's hard about it if you're not part of the fight? Why is it hard if you're not a part of the fight?
Because it's like I've been led to believe something for so long in my life.
Yeah.
That it's all I know. And it's all I know. And I know I've always known it's been a spiritual battle my entire life because I've been put through certain things in life where I know it's a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
I know that people worship the devil. I've seen my mother bring me to places I can't even explain with animal heads and stuff. Like everything. Everything that you could imagine, you would go to one of those black churches and experience it, I've experienced it. It's all evil. They're all worshiping the devil. So I know it's a spiritual battle. But whatever demons are attached to me, I can't remember if it was you or somebody else I was listening to. They said, or something that I was reading in the Bible where it's, I can't remember. It said they were the demons. Somebody was talking to demons and saying, leave. And they said, I'll leave. But even if I leave, my brothers will kill him because we're too attached. There's too many of us here. I'm not leaving because I have legal rights here. And I believe because of everything I've been through, that it's a fight that I think I've even become too comfortable with. And that's why it's hard for me. Don't try to
figure it out. You just do the silent prayer and watch. Because if you try to figure out, the devil's going to give you all kinds of excuses and reasons and mess.
I understand.
You want to just see. You want to get away from communicating. You want to get away from seeking advice from the devil.
I understand. You never lied. I never heard you lie, not one time, Jesse. Honestly, you're a man. I don't know where you came from. Anyway, let me please answer the biblical question and let you go, if you don't mind.
Do you have hope?
I have hope. I do have hope.
And what is hope?
Hope is a selfish mentality. I think for me, hope is a selfish mentality. I don't think I've ever had a hope that if God wanted me to have hope, it's a godly type of hope. It's always been a selfish thing. I've always hoped for things to work out for me. I've always hoped for situations to go my way. And it's always been about me. It's always been about me, hoping for something to work out my way. And as a result of hoping for things to work out my way, when they don't work out my way, it leads me closer to destruction and the things that I think that I'm feeling.
Well, I appreciate you responding to that. I'll put little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Jamil.
I appreciate you, Jesse. God bless you.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. And by the way, folks, happy White History Month. July just feels white. And I have a seventh year of celebrating White History.
This month's gonna be White History.
And July will always be White History Month. Colin is the first time to call out of Canada. Colin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be talking to you. I honestly resolved to call you like a million times in the past, but the problem always ends up figuring itself out. I know you had a caller last week. She's like, every time I want to call you, like the problem figures itself out. I had a question for you today, but just listening to you talk to Jamil, it figured itself out. I figured it out. So I don't really have a question now.
Nice.
But I do want to say, Jesse, I appreciate you've helped me overcome so much. Like I've been listening to you for about 2-3 years now, and I've forgiven my mother and father. I do the silent prayer every day and every night. I've been married for a year, and my wife, you know, I'm the head of my wife, and she obeys me. You know, we have a great marriage. I have a really wait-and-see attitude with a lot, and it's helped me overcome, like, stress and anxiety and stuff. But basically, the question, I will go into a little bit just in case you have further insight, but when I met my wife's family for the first time, I could see how my family's never had anything dramatic in terms of family politics, but her family, they are just at each other's throats, like, all the time.
Yeah.
She's the middle of five, She's got a couple older sisters, a couple of younger sisters, and my brother-in-law, he's significantly younger than me. He's like, he's 30, I'm 40. And he is a real jerk to her. He has been since, you know, for years. And now that she's married to me, it's kind of like he still disrespects her in certain ways.
Why do you let her go around him?
Well, we don't actually visit his house, but when we go visit my mother and father-in-law, or if we're at family functions, stuff like that, like he'll be there. So it's not like we're going out of our way to.
And why don't you tell him to back off her?
Well, that's exactly basically what I was going to ask you is, tell her to back off. But
you're her husband. You're supposed to protect your wife from evil.
100%. Yeah. And I have in the past, but just not in, it persists, and I don't want it to get physical. I don't think it'll get physical. I mean, I'm bigger than him, but just in terms of how to handle, like, it's just a recurring problem.
Well, don't go over there when he's going to be there.
Of course, yeah.
Can't you not go over there when you know he's going to be there? Don't let your wife go and you don't go.
Oh, 100%. I'm just, like, at family functions or whatnot.
Yeah,
you know,
if family
like
function, if he's going to be there, don't go. Find out from the parents or whomever put this event on. If he's going to be there, just let him know. My wife and I are not coming since JoJo going to be there.
Right.
Just be very clear about it. You don't have to go to a family function. They're boring anyway.
Yeah, they are. I mean, her younger brother is getting married next year. So that's pretty much the next big one coming up. And
if the other brother going to be there, ask him, will he be there? Just say, we're not coming. And that's why we're not coming, because of him.
Okay. You know, I was really leaning towards that, too. I was saying, you know, we don't even have to go.
You don't?
We don't. So
nobody over there like each other anyway. There's no love in the family. Why are you going and pretending there's love?
Oh, I know, Jesse. Like, my wife, she loves listening to you, too. And she says Jesse's right. It's hard to unsee the world. You know, everyone's living in hell.
Yeah.
Everyone's, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm on her case a little bit to do the silent prayer with me, but I'm just working on myself, and I'm no pressure to her. I mean, she's very good to me and everything, and we don't have any problems. So.
You can't make her do the prayer. You can suggest, and don't over-suggest, but if she doesn't want to, leave her in a hell.
100%, yeah, and I'm only working on myself. Even in, like, my friends and family, like, I want, when you wake up, you said, don't tell anyone, right?
Right.
I want to shout it from the rooftop, you know? It's like I've been through so much, and you've helped me overcome so much, Jesse. Like, just forgiving my parents. That I felt all my anger it's like it fell through the floor, and I'm floating every day. You know, no matter what happens, like I said, I have a wait and see attitude.
Yes.
So with work and dealing with coworkers or whatever, like, it's always worked itself out as long as I just, you know, I just
wait.
Do what's in front of me. Yeah. I wait and see.
And God will, it's the intellect that wants you to shout it from the rooftop and go tell everybody, because the intellect wants you to overreact to those who reject it so that you go back into your darkness. But God will lead you. He will control your tongue. He will control your body. And he will cause you to tell it to the person that want to hear it. It will happen naturally. So don't worry about it. You'll be able to be the light. You'll be able to point others to the Father. But it has to happen naturally and not from the intellect. Because the intellect is all ego.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah. But he will... He's not going to let the light just be on a tree and not shine. People will come in your way toward you or around you, and you will be able to help them. And it's going to be to the ones that want it.
Okay. Thank you for that. Because I deal, that's one thing I deal with every day. It's like, I just want to, you know, tell myself, hey, you know what you should do? You should forgive your mother and father. Or, you know what you need to start doing? You need to start doing the silent prayer every morning, every night, right? But
I understand.
I have been on one friend's case about it because he knows about you too. So I talked to him about you, and he rolled his eyes. He's set in his ways. So I just back off.
Yeah, he doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it. So,
right.
And, you know, that's
so
fine.
back off because you don't want to give pearls to swines.
100%. Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Amazing.
Amazing. Jesse, I hope you live to be 100.
100.
I hope you live to be 110. I need to hear your show every morning, whenever I'm working out or, you know, doing smashing grabs or fentanyl.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to live to be older than Miss Suge. And Miss Suge was 110 when she died.
Wow. 111 for you then.
Thank you.
You are taking care of yourself, though, right? You're working out.
Oh, yeah.
Cardio.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right,
awesome.
Colin. Thank you, man.
Actually,
go ahead.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. I'll call you again sometime, Max. Thank you.
What were you about to say?
Yeah. I was just saying, for your diet, do you fast? Do you eat once a day or anything like that? Or
I eat once a day, not because I deliberately fast or it's on my mind to fast. It's just that my schedule is so busy, I don't get a chance to eat when I realize the day is, my work day is like ending. And I'm like, whoa. And so when I do get home, I have some dinner there. So it's not like I'm deliberately trying to fast. It's just that I don't have time to eat during the day.
Yeah, I stand behind eating once a day, 100%. I've been doing it for years, and I haven't been sick since April 2019.
Right on. Yeah, I heard that not eating all day like that, you know, is really good for you. So I think it is helping me too, but it's not, I'm not trying to do it. It just happened naturally. I just don't eat during the day. I don't have time. Or I don't think I even be hungry during the day. I don't think I get hungry during the day either.
Yeah, even when I'm about to eat, I don't get hungry.
Yeah.
Either.
I noticed that if I do feel, if I work out and I feel a little hunger pain, I would go past Hake Desk, and Hake has all. He has all type of stuff on his desk to snack on. And so I was like, oh, can I have one of your banana there, man, or something like that? But that's rare. All right, Colin, good to talk to you, man.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Yeah, I love you, Jesse.
Love
have
you
a good
too.
One. Take
you
care.
Too, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let's do some super chats. Then I go back to the phone.
Super chats.
Super, super.
Smiles yesterday on the X stream, JLP Talk on X. Is
Smiles?
First, yeah.
Smile. Won't you smile a while with me, Sarah?
First time watching.
On X.
Nice.
Go over to X. I'm telling you, we're having a hootenanny time over there. And return and respond to the biblical question, do you have hope? Thank you, Smile.
Falconing shared yesterday on twitch.tv/JLP Talk. Psalm 31:24, be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
Amazing. Thank you. That's deep.
Thank you, Falconing.
Yeah, thank you.
Always sharing some Bible verses. The Key bought a coffee. Jesse, did you hear that Trump's shooter has a connection to BlackRock? The actual building the shooter took the shot from is owned by BlackRock, so says The Key. I'm not sure, though. And the shooter was confirmed as being in BlackRock promotional videos. Biden told Lester last night, meaning two nights ago, the Secret Service did a good job taking out the shooter once Trump was down. Covered mouth emoji. Were they given the command to stand down until a clear shot bullseye was taken?
What is BlackRock? I heard of that. I did hear what you said about the shooter that has something to do with BlackRock, but I don't know what BlackRock is. What the?
It's an American multinational investment management company. They're the ones who are buying up a bunch of property, and I don't know.
Isn't that a bad thing?
It's kind of a bad thing because they're buying it up underneath and not letting normal American people buy their own land.
How are they stopping normal American people buying it?
Because they're in bed with the government and all rich and stuff.
Oh.
I don't know.
And so the normal people can't go out and just buy some land.
Right.
Y'all better be trying to buy some land, especially you guys. And later too now, because you ain't going to get no man. But buy some land. But I did hear that Black Rock and that guy had something to do with each other. But I don't know what.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, thank you.
And I don't know if that building was owned by Black Rock.
Yeah, me either.
But anyway, possibly. Hey, Kev, you had your Miami Vice shirt on today, meaning yesterday. Do some White History Month investigating to get to the bottom of this mess. We have punchy TV now for the truth, American flag and hearts.
Thank you. Amazing. Punchy dot TV, our own network. We own our own network. What the? It's hard on the black man in America.
Indeed.
How he going to own his own network and the white man trying to hold him down? It's hard on the black man. Amazing. Thank you.
Zenya gave a Cash App tip saying, why don't they lock up the sunblock in the stores, you know? Put them behind cages so that the blacks who steal they can't get to the sunblock.
Do they steal the sunblock?
I don't think they need sunblock. That's maybe why they don't steal it. Pretty funny.
Black people don't want no sunblock.
Indeed.
Or that they steal and sell it to the whites.
Good point.
Amazing. Thank you.
Cornerstone donated gave a tip on Cash App, Bond JLP. For church, JLP show, and the Fallen State, they are all amazing.
Thank you. And thank you for your support. Thank you for helping us to help others. Go and make a donation, folks. We need your support at rebuildingtheman.com/donate. rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 to make a donation. Thank you in advance.
Cool Papa J Magic gave a tip on Bond JLP Cash App. Exposing the anti-white narrative one lie at a time.
Right on. White History Month. Thank
right.
you. Absolutely.
It's midnight. Your Uber driver bought a coffee. These are from yesterday still.
It's midnight. Your Uber.
Good morning, Bond Network. I wanted to share the events going on at the RNC here in Milwaukee. From the main event, security spreads out about 5 miles in every direction with the National Guard on the front line. Undercover dressed civilians walk around the streets. Lastly, policemen are on horses and bicycles patrolling each street. And what are the police women doing, you may ask? Traffic control. I think that's the best they can do. He said he sent a video of some protesters outside a perimeter to the producer's email.
Oh, nice.
A small fight broke out with security guards.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I read about a black homeless man with knives in both hands who got shot and killed the other day.
I can't believe that of all the places to pick to have a Republican National Convention, they went to the worst city in the deepest hood.
Indeed. Terrible. They ridiculous.
They want pay?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Thank you.
Brett bought a coffee with a private message. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Brett.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive yesterday. Coffee Talk with Sandra, Stan 69, Games for Rec, and Fatty Watt. Appreciate the support, guys.
Thank you all.
Those are yesterday's.
I appreciate it. We'll finish when we come back. And your phone calls. I got to take a break. Manhood Hours coming up next. When I come back, straight to the calls. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, guys. Floods in Illinois and also in Drake's mansion, where Toronto somewhere. an update on Elon Musk. He's moving out of California to Texas, Tejas. Thanks, evil Newsom, promoting the trans kids against parents. Teachers against parents. Teachers and children against parents. And there's copycat snacks. Watch out for copycat snacks. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, July 17th, AD 2024. A very special day. World Emoji Day, by the way. There is one line open, guys. You can call in during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back for Manhood Hour coming up in the third hour. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. And then after that, Joel Friday TV and American Anchor, baby. Tomorrow night, ladies, third Thursday of the month. It's been a while. It's been a couple of months at least. Women's Forum, rebuildingtheman.com/events. If you need more info to join us or to join your fellow ladies and JLP, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Or you can call 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, after water overtopped a reservoir dam, it overflowed and forced residents of a small Illinois city to evacuate Tuesday amid fears that the structure could rupture. Local officials now say the situation is under control. Officials said that excessive rain spilled over the top of the dam and flooded downstream, forcing the evacuation of residents in Nashville, Illinois, not to be confused with Tennessee. Nashville, Illinois. Extreme rainfall events like these are becoming more common and illustrate the effects of climate change, so says Commie Nonsense Network, which I believe for the sake of the channels, of course. This week alone, millions of people have been displaced by floods, landslides, and heavy rains across South Asia, by the way. Not in America. That's home to about a quarter of the world's population, by the way. And among the most vulnerable to the impacts of the climate crisis, so says Commie Nonsense Network, which I believe for the sake of the channels. Elon Musk, based Elon Musk, white South African, says he's moving his company out of California, his companies out of California. The billionaire announced plans Tuesday to move SpaceX's headquarters, HQ, from Hawthorne, California to Starbase, Texas. Wow. That's out that away. A company town being built on the southern part of the state, Texas. Elon Musk said that his social media platform X will move from San Francisco to Austin, Texas. He explained that the Safety Act, supposedly Safety Act, a law that California Governor Gavin Newsom signed just like Monday or something, that would prohibit school districts from requiring teachers to inform parents if a child wants to be identified by a different gender. He said that was the final straw. Elon Musk called the law an attack on families and companies. Wow, interesting. Adding to a list of controversial statements that he shared about gender identity. Oh, Elon Musk is the one with controversial statements. Okay. Controversial usually means halfway reasonable when the mainstream media calls it that. Anyway, copycat snacks. Oh, I forgot to tell you about Drake's mansion. Drake showed video of his flooded mansion. He's that rapper, singer guy, Canadian, black, Jewish. Canadian rapper shared a video of him wading through what appears to be his waterlogged Toronto, Canada, mansion. The second time after they sent a song by the... Oh, no. Hold on. Never mind. After the city was hit by a torrential rainstorm and flooding. Sorry about that. That was important. Anyway, the FDA and FTC, Federal Trade Commission, they issued warnings to five companies this week as part of a joint effort to crack down on illegal sales of copycat snacks containing Delta 8 THC. That's pot, the pot drug that makes you high, I think. The packaging for the THC edibles looks strikingly similar to popular foods such as Fruit Loop cereal, Chips Ahoy cookies, and it could have dangerous amounts of psychoactive drugs. So watch out. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
It's white history month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends.
what he's doing wrong.
Yeah.
So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Do you have hope? Hope is dope. Do you have hope? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you want to dance? Do you want to dance with me, baby? We can dance. If you're busy running about doing whatever it is you're doing, anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. If you're black, everybody and they mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad, no matter where you are, what you're doing, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bondrebuildingaman.com/donate or rebuildingaman.com. All right. It's Wednesday, and it's the last hour of the Wednesday show. And every Wednesday, the last hour of the show is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation.
I can't do it.
The former president discussing what he called a very surreal experience with the New York Post, saying, "I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be dead."
Carry yourself with dignity and pride. Demand the best from yourself.
I can't do it.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Amazing. Fight. Amazing. The great white hope, Donald Trump, is around to see another day. I want to ask Hate this question, and then I want one soundbite I want to play for you. At least one for now. Oh! I had a question for Joel. Joel and me, come here for a minute. I have a question for you guys. Joel, he black, and me, he white. Well, is he white? I don't know where he is. He looked like one of those Abba people. There go, Joel. What? What?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? What are you doing? You don't know how to put headsets on?
Omid is on the phone.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Move to your right a little. There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
What you doing? Omid, come here. Y'all don't know who Omid is, right? Y'all like, who is Omid?
Is he going to sit here?
I think
here?
They met. He's been on once.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, yeah. One time you brought him in.
Yeah. He's been on the show before. Once.
Oh. Oh, he has to hop in. In the middle here.
So.
Daddy, mama, son.
Whoa.
I got no hair. This is my new PR guy, Omid. Doesn't look like Ala Abba. It's been like your daddy. Some of you might not know this, but today, Nick, get the song ready.
Oh, yeah.
Today is somebody's birthday.
That's right. Me.
What the?
Did you know today was Hate birthday, Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, you did know?
I did.
I doubt
you know
it.
Why I know?
I doubt it. There's not one person in the world that already knows his Hate birthday.
Yeah, he's not ashamed of his birthday.
How do you know?
Because I read the packet. I read today's show.
I put it in the packet.
He would have made sure we didn't forget this one. Hate put it in the packet. It's his birthday.
I know we got
to happy birthday, Hate. Eye roll emoji.
I know we got double Omid on the screen.
I was about to
screen.
Say there's two Omids.
We'll figure out a way to do these shots.
It looked like two Omids here, but it's only one.
There's a way to do this where we can show us all. I'll figure it out.
There you go.
Nice.
Did you know it was Hate birthday?
Yeah, a caller told me, actually.
A caller?
Yeah, they thought it was Monday.
I told you, everybody know. And did you know it was your birthday, Hake?
Yeah. I did. Definitely. Somebody reminded me.
So today is Hake birthday. And for those who don't know who Hake is, he is the host of the Hake Report Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Hake, HAKEReport.com. He also has the Hate News, not the Fake News. And he's one of the experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. So, Hake, this song is for you. Day to ya. Happy birthday. I can't hear y'all.
Happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday to ya.
Whoa, you fade out after
happy
the second
birthday.
One.
That's true. Amateur.
Joel wouldn't have did that.
Joel would not have done that. That's true.
That's not right, Nick.
He said Joel wouldn't have did that.
You black.
Joel wouldn't have did that. And happy, then Nick said, Joel wouldn't have done that.
Happy birthday, Hake.
Thank you, man.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate it, sir.
And how old are you today?
43.
Ooh. More than three. When are you going to grow up? You still wearing small shirts.
Yeah. Medium. Smedium.
Medium.
No, I like medium, a little bit bigger than small medium. Anyway.
So do we have to buy pizza today for you?
You don't have to. You don't have to do anything.
Barbecue.
But stay black and die.
Right. As you know, I brought plenty of food for myself.
Well, you always had the food, that's for sure.
Subway sandwiches.
I'm surprised you're not fat with always have bags of food.
I am compared to what I normally probably should be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say about his birthday?
I forgot that. Well, I don't know if he had mentioned it yesterday or somebody called in and mentioned it on his show yesterday. But it totally slipped my mind that it was today.
Right, don't worry. But, you need to try to remember. He will remember for you.
But one thing I'll say is that James doesn't look his age in a good way. He seems to.
Especially being white, because normally white people look their age.
Yeah, but he seems to look the same as when I first met him. Except he lost a lot more weight. When I first met him, he was on the thicker side.
I remember.
True, I met him fat.
I remember when you first met. Yeah, one of you guys met Hate while he was fat, and then he lost that weight. And I'm like, that's what Hate looked like. And you're like, I never knew him thin. Thin. I always knew him fat.
I've been on my yo-yo diet ever since working on the J.C. Lee Peterson show. Up and down.
I saw one era.
Anything you want to say? I mean,
yeah. Happy birthday! Congratulations on a great head of hair.
Thank you.
I wish you many years of that, and a great show. And I wish you many more years of that.
Appreciate it, man.
Wait, what?
And a great show. And I wish you many more years of that.
You're gonna regret saying I wish you many years of birthday.
Oh, what is that?
His birthday lasts all year. So you're going to have many years of misery.
Yeah, I'm like, it's my birthday week.
Right.
It's my birthday month. It's my birthday year. Like, oh.
And everybody played along, too, so they're all in on it.
Yeah. I know. Anything you want to say, Inca Baby?
Happy birthday, sir. It's been a pleasure.
Grass.
Yeah.
Much grass.
Happy birthday, Hank, and many, many more. I hope you get older than Miss Shug.
That's kind.
Miss Shug, we're 90.
I should get on that diet that you and your caller were talking about, maybe.
About, Colin. Colin called from
Canada
and asked me, do I eat during the day? But I don't eat during the day, but it's not like I intentionally don't eat.
That's the only way I'm going to be able to do something like that is by accident.
But I don't think a diet can get...
I'm not on a diet. I just don't eat.
No, I mean like... Hake's diet, I don't think he can get more diet because he just eat leaves.
Right, he eat like only. A rabbit.
Yeah.
He eat rabbit food.
So it can't get better than that.
It's not like he eat normal food, folks. He eat rabbit food.
They did some tests on rats, and the ones that ate the least lived the longest.
Well, I can believe that.
Some study I saw. Yeah.
Well, this rat going to be living forever.
Nice.
Anything else? Hake?
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amazing. So nice. Let me just say this to you guys, and then you got to go. I saw a report on the local news that somewhere in California, and I think Orange County, I could be wrong, that they have this thing where these people are walking up to individuals and giving them a hug. You know, like they're being nice and hugging, and they're stealing their jewelry while they're hugging them.
Wow.
Did y'all hear about that?
That's clever.
No. Did you hear about that, Nick?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. They are hugging them and taking their jewelry. And then the police, according to the report, the police found one of the people's cars. And it was packed with jewelry where they have gone around and done that to so many people. So hide your jewelry and no hugs.
No.
They just rip it off?
Hugs in America?
Right.
Who's doing that? Like, that's
pickpocketing. Yeah,
because
there's like these
European
social media things of, oh, let me give you a hug. It's like a nice thing. Feel good moment, but they're exploiting
the only
that
way pickpocketing would work in America.
Yeah, yeah. They still
trick them with social media.
Yep. Oh, you're on camera, by the way.
So I just—that's a good question. I don't know how they take it off. You know, feel it. I guess the hug so tight they be—you think it's just tight hug. Yeah,
you'd be shocked. These people are good at it.
Or they're just ripping it off and running.
Oh.
True.
But as long as you don't have any jewelry on, the hug is fine. I guess. Hold your wallet.
I don't know. I kind of skeptical on the hugs.
Yeah,
too.
They could have a knife.
Yeah.
I know, especially nowadays.
Because, it's terrible. You can get stabbed and not know it.
I just don't want a hug from anyone who wants to give me a hug on the street.
Yeah.
It's a good policy.
So keep that in mind, everybody.
So you have to put a sign that says no hugs.
No hugs. No hugs. T-shirts, no hugs.
What?
I don't even hug my mom.
I don't blame you.
Cold blood.
Terrible.
One last thing. Are you surprised that of all places for the Republican Party to have their little convention, they picked Baltimore, Maryland, the worst city in the state of the country? They went into the hood.
Baltimore. Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee.
Same thing.
Yeah, Milwaukee. And in Milwaukee, they have a black police chief and a black mayor. And they went in the hood to have a little convention thing.
Yeah.
And now they got police everywhere. They had to borrow some police from Orange County, California, or somewhere. And
Ohio.
They have police from everywhere. They have all up and down the road trying to protect. Why they went into the hood?
I never understand why they do the inner city thing. Well, I mean, I guess if in a safe.
I don't want no vote that bad. I'm ready to die for it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand that they want to get, like, the inner city vote, and there should be a way, but it's just not safe to be in those cities as a president. And then right after this thing happened, and then they want to go on there.
Yeah.
But I think they killed the guy.
What guy?
They killed a homeless guy outside the RNC. Yeah. They shot and killed him.
He had knives in his hands.
Where'd you find that?
Various sources, including The Guardian, The Independent. Okay. They said, out-of-town cop working for RNC who fatally shoots a black man with a knife 1 mile from the convention.
What they expect to happen in the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too.
Did you hear about that, Nick?
I heard something about the homeless thing. But, they must have heard you say, why aren't Republicans going into the hood? Why, or at least go into the black community to speak to them? But they didn't mean like this, that. Man.
Yeah. As I'm saying, there's a safer place or safer way to do it.
And
yeah.
All the white people had to do, the Republican whites, they could have had it in a red state and just told the black, we have some chicken for lunch.
And they go up there.
They all been there. It's free.
Black vote and you're
safe. Racist.
Just said, we have some free chicken for lunch. Come on down. They would have shown up.
What are you doing over here, Jesse?
When we need
I would have shown
there.
Up.
I know. I me chicken. Too. I would have for some chicken. Amazing.
They should have done it in like Irvine or
anywhere from but Milwaukee.
Right.
Where any rest state.
Or Red County.
Yeah. Well,
what was the purpose? I mean, because there.
I don't know. Yeah. Are you ready to die?
Because it wasn't a rally. It wasn't like they were trying to rally up the inner city.
Right.
It was just a Republican convention. So.
And they have to rent hotels, and then they have to drive their cars around. How are they going to go downtown and park their car and look around and get some items?
I bet you that they wouldn't go into like a white area because then they would get criticized for going into a white area.
And I'll still be alive.
Yeah, I know, but they think that's how the Republicans think. They're lame like that. They don't want to look like they're favoring the whites.
I know white people got that bad.
Yeah, I think it's like a virtue signaling thing. Yep. Like, look at how kind we are. We come into this terrible community. But they just end up looking superior. And
I think they had like a union guy promoting union socialist stuff at the first day of the event.
Really?
You know how Milwaukee isn't that like a former like a union area where they used to make
stuff? Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that union guy. But I don't know if he's from Milwaukee. I thought he was from New York.
Well, I mean, yeah, might have been. But the idea is Milwaukee used to be a place where they make stuff, I think.
Amazing.
There's a tool company called Milwaukee.
One last thing, I want to play a short soundbite and get you guys' response, and then y'all have to go. This is from Newsmax. Emma Rose said her dad helped her realize Trump was all love. She was speaking at the Republican National Convention. And I interviewed Emma Rose on the Father's Day, and she didn't know. What do you call a man that has sex out of wedlock? And I told her, say, a slut maker.
And she didn't like that answer. I remember. I just seen it the other day.
She's like, oh, wow, a slut maker.
Of that women who have sex out of wedlock are sluts. And she's like, well, women who have sex out of wedlock are slut. What is the man that has sex out of wedlock? A slut maker.
And you're like, what do you think about that? She's like, that's sad.
Here is Amber Rose from Newsmax speaking at the Republican National Convention about her father.
The first person I knew who supported Donald Trump was my father. I was shocked. My entire family is racially diverse, and I believe the left-wing propaganda that Donald Trump was a racist. My father said, "No, he's not, Amber. What are you talking about?" And when I insisted, he said, prove it. So to prove my father wrong, I did my research and looked into all things Donald Trump. People have to do their research. I watched all the rallies, and I started meeting so many of you, his red hat wearing supporters. I realize Donald Trump and his supporters don't care if you're black, white, gay, or straight. It's all love. And that's when it hit me. These are my people. This is where I belong.
Amazing. What's her race?
She's biracial, but I don't know what of what.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, she said she's everything. Mixed.
Yeah.
She's mixed with everything. You say?
I mean, I didn't expect her to give. I thought it was just going to be one of those, like, pandering speeches. Like, let's just put Amber Rose on here and, like, so she could pander to the hip-hop community or whatever. But I was shocked at how she was as genuine as she could be about it.
Yeah.
And you could tell that she really is trying to, like, see it clear. And then the fact that her father showed her and she shouted out her father, like, it was just a nice, wholesome moment.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what do you say about it? I mean,
I'm just glad people are waking up, and I think people are waking up.
Amazing. Nice. You say, Hake?
She's Irish, Italian, Cape Verdean, and Scottish, and something else, maybe.
How can you be all that? She had that many daddies?
No, her father is of Irish and Italian descent, and her mother is Cape Verdean, whatever that is, and Scottish.
Really?
Anyway, grew up in South Philadelphia. But
didn't she used to be Kanye West's wife or something?
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Girlfriend, right?
Yeah, you talked about that with her on The Fallen State.
Oh, okay.
And she said that Trump is kind of like Kanye, kind of independent thinkers. But, yeah, it was nice. It was, she's a sweet young lady.
Hake loves
Amber
Rose.
That's my girl.
Hake Rose.
Well, Amber she Hake. Already has a couple of kids. So, no.
By Kanye?
She was married to Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
Who are her kids by Kanye?
I don't know.
No. Her kids are by that guy.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, she is right about that. Trump doesn't care what you're into. He loves everybody.
Yeah. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, no.
No, go ahead.
It's off subject, so wait.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I like, she's a sweet girl, like Hake said. I have felt a lot of the same apprehensions about the Republican convention. It's like, let's just be Democrat light and be like, oh, we're okay with this and that thing. But then when I heard her speak and I saw the reaction to her, I'm like, wait, let's break it down. Let's go through it. She said, gay, white, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's all love. What, is that wrong? Because the right wing, especially the young guys, are like, no, we're not with all that. And it's, I understand that because people are, they kind of want to go against some of this degenerate world, so to speak. But what's wrong with that statement? It's all love to those people. It really should be.
Well, those people that said that don't have love.
Because no, what Amber Rose said.
No, I'm saying that the people that went against her for saying that.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what love is. They think love is an emotional thing, and they don't know that if they don't love all, they love none.
So I just noticed the criticisms showed a failure on our own side. But, yeah, cool stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah, I've just seen interviews of her previously. I could tell that there was, like, a small shift that's happening because there was an interview with this girl where she was praising Amber as being, like, you know, I learned so much from you about the whole slut thing. And I'm trying to be just like you, but you could see that Amber felt uncomfortable her saying that.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like, oh, I could see that she's kind of changing a little bit, but then when she did this, it made sense. So you could tell that there's something going on, even, you know.
I hadn't seen her heard from her in a long time. I thought she's kind of dropped out of the media for a while. I hadn't seen her.
Yeah.
Did she have a little hair right here, a bang, or?
No, that's tattoos.
That's a tattoo right there?
She has her kid's tattooed on her forehead.
To make it look like a bang?
I don't know why.
You know what a bang is?
What? A bang? Oh, bangs?
Yeah. Like the like black hair. People's hair gets all, they make it all fancy and like curly cues.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty bang.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I think all races of girls get bangs.
Yeah.
Just put it But not like there. That. But no, those are tattoos of her children's names.
Oh, okay.
I still like her.
I I was glad to hear she was close to her father, it seemed.
Yeah.
As I'm sure that would impact her in a good way if the father's a good father.
Yeah.
So I was glad to see that.
Yeah.
And I was surprised to see her at the Republican convention because I didn't think she even liked the Republicans.
Yeah, I know she had endorsed Trump on her Instagram, but I didn't know they were going to invite her out. And when they did, I was like, what is she going to say?
Yeah, it was kind of – everybody was rolling their eyes at their – oh, they got another POC slash degenerate-related woman. And so they're all excited to put her in the forefront. But she was pretty genuine.
Yeah, she spoke well of her father and the impact it had on her.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
What the impact of a man's influence, huh? Her father and Trump.
Right.
She was like, whatever, wild, but now it's Republican.
That's
and people are like, ew, Republicans. Point. But here's the influence of one man.
Yeah.
Bringing it's the woman, like, subduing the woman.
It's all like Kanye West had an impact on her, too. She seemed to respect his individualism.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find people today who are individuals. Most people are groupies. They're cowards.
That's a fact.
Amazing. Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday again, Haight.
Much grass.
My experts, thank you all very much. Amazing.
Nice.
Let me go to James, a first-time caller out of Georgia. James been waiting for a while. Georgia, on my mind. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, James.
Awesome. Hey, Jesse. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I'm just so I like following American history, and I heard that you grew up on a plantation and was wondering how, like, different things were during, like, the Civil Rights Movement with segregation and, like, just, like, how the people were, like, just, like, the differences. I just find it interesting.
What part of Georgia are you in? What city?
Atlanta. Atlanta right now.
Have you heard of Tuskegee, Alabama?
Yes.
Have you heard of Eufaula, Alabama?
I have not.
Oh, well, they are. I grew up in that surrounding area there down in Alabama. And when I was growing up, the blacks were more independent than they are today. They fought for themselves. They did for themselves. They have land. They own land. They taught their children to work and be responsible. And then and this is during the time so-called Jim Crow thing was happening. They taught blacks their children to love all people and to treat people the way they would like to be treated and not based on color. And they didn't have a stupid civil rights movement and all that. They were doing much better prior to the civil rights movement than they are today. They were free.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and, like, the people, too. Were the people, like, much more Christian? Was there, like, a difference between, like, the people or?
They were the blacks were Christians then, real Christians. And that's why they knew to love one another and not based on color or anything. And they knew that there were good and bad and all people, no matter the color. And so treat the people right, the way you would like to be treated. They only started to push hating white people and blaming white people when the so-called civil rights movement started. And the so-called leaders of the civil rights movement told the blacks, they had a problem with the whites. You need to go to the white schools. You need to work in the white businesses. They made blacks feel that way. I don't blame, because I blame the blacks for falling for it, but I blame the so-called civil rights leaders for misleading the blacks.
Right. That was basically it. I enjoy your show, and I've been listening to it more often.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks for calling, James.
Thank you.
Hey, James.
Yes.
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. Yes. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, straight to your calls and the super chats right after this quick break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Lo.
Better than a child molester. I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing
And I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. That open for Manhood Hour was amazing, Nick. Thank you. The anchor baby put that together. It was super amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And then after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. At 11 a.m. Pacific time and at noon, the American Anchor Baby, natural energy given to him by God at noontime today. All right. And if you need counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. Phone, Skype, or walk in, family, individuals, whatever. Go to make an appointment, go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. And don't forget to rush over there to X, JLP Talk on X. And I want to hear your comments, see your comments on the do you have hope or whatever else. Do you have hope? All right. Let me go to the busy phones and talk. What? So what, hey? Is it Marisol?
Marisol.
What?
Marisol.
Marisol. A first-time caller out of Texas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you. I hope to be succinct. So I'm dating a man, and he says things like, woman shouldn't vote, and women shouldn't be in leadership positions, and men, like, he talks about the feminization of cultures or, like, institutions and how the values of the woman are passed down and how those values kind of are misplaced because they were meant for rearing children or for the home. And he says out loud that men shouldn't listen to women. And that always leads men astray, and that men have a responsibility to say the truth and to speak the truth. That, you know, for a long time in our culture, I think men have stayed quiet and women have been running things. And the interesting thing about it is in being with him, I have learned a lot, and I have been able to, my nervous system has really calmed down in the time I've been with him, and I feel like I'm very safe. The difficult part about it is that I was raised to prioritize career. And in learning all of this, I realized that I was misplacing my maternal instinct into the career that I wanted, where I was going to help children. And I realized that that kind of kept me from wanting my own children, because I was misplacing it into the career. And one of the things that I was told growing up is that I needed to have a security in case anything happened in my marriage. I have never been married, but if he left or if he cheated or something, that I had something to fall back on. And he says that that's disloyal, and that's a seed, that to a man, that's a disloyal thing, because it's a woman that's coming in with a back door open. The difficult part about this is because, so when I'm on the phone with him and in front of my family, he will say things like, the great white hope and happy white history month. So I'm like, I cannot have you on speaker, because if I say, hey, I'm putting you on speaker, he will say that. It's really funny. And I guess the difficult part is my family were immigrants. And even though I was raised in the Christian church in very conservative values, we also have very liberal values as well. And I guess I'm having a really difficult time when I'm with him or when I'm talking with him. I feel very safe. I feel like he's leading me to truth. But when I go back to my family, I wonder if he's brainwashing me, because of the things that he says that are very strong. So I just wanted to talk to you, because I know that you listen to the Holy Spirit. And again, you know, we listen to your podcast too, as you can tell by the things you said. And I just wanted to kind of hear your stance, and he's listening, so we're going to talk about this afterwards.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 34, and he says that it's not normal for a 34-year-old not to be married and to be discouraged from dating, to be discouraged from dating and to prioritize career. I'm starting medical school now, this year.
And so do you want to be married and have a family?
I do, sir. I do.
And are you willing to give up this so-called idea of having a career? And raise his children and be at home and do the right thing?
That's something that I proposed to him, and that's, I guess, one of the things why I was coming to my family in a lot of confusion this year, at the beginning of the year, and saying all the things that I'm learning.
Yeah.
And I did talk to him. He never, when we first met, I still had a lot of my seeds of feminism and a lot of my behaviors. And my behaviors, I mean, like, unruliness. and it's not after school starts at the beginning of next month that we have solidified into something more concrete. I have considered that. I have asked him if he wants me to do that. He hasn't asked me to do it, but before we had that little pause, I was willing to do it, because I want to have a family and I want to be married.
Nice.
I talked to him even 2 weeks ago. I said, hey, this thing that is here, because I know I want to be there for my kids. I know that it's very important for them to have their mother, for their attachment to build and for them to be healthy.
Yeah.
We have considered having a ways that we can do our own business or things like that, so the parents can be in the home, or how long I'm going to have to be in school. So we have been talking about this. I did ask him if he wanted me to do that, because at that point I was willing. Now it's so close to the school that I would have imagined he would have told me sooner.
Yeah. Let me ask, so when he's speaking the truth to you, it makes sense, huh?
It does. And the thing is, Mr. Duffy, I feel like I have been numb for a lot of years, kind of survival mode and unsafe.
Yeah.
And I feel like with him, my nervous system just keeps going down and down and down. And I feel... I'm able, like I was telling him, it's like things taste better, the colors look brighter,
yeah.
And I feel like I'm in my essence, like I'm in my feminine, I'm in my feminine, like I'm enjoying things more, it's more joyful, and I realized that before that I was in the men's world, more like regimented, and I was out of sync with myself.
Yeah, absolutely. The reason that you can see where he's coming from is because God is allowing you to see that you have a teacher within, and the teacher within is allowing you to see that what he's saying is true. And that's why you feel the freedom of it. You're coming back to yourself, right? That's because the truth is drawing you back unto him, the truth. It's drawing you back unto the truth. And so because no human being, your boyfriend, Jesse Peterson, or anyone can make you see the truth. Only the Spirit of God can cause you to see the truth. And God only allowed those to see the truth who welcome the truth, who want the truth. So that is from God. So when you go around your family member back into that darkness, into the hell, don't get into your thoughts to start doubting what you see to be true. You let that pass, or you stay away from evil because your family member, if they're not working on themselves, they're still evil, and that evil will impact you in a bad way until you're strong enough to resist it. And right now you're not strong enough to resist the hell in other people, but if you stay with it and stay away from anger, you will grow strong in the truth. And you'll be able to resist evil when it comes from other people. But you're just not strong enough right now.
This is interesting that you say this because every year I choose a word and it's an intention. And it's something that just through time I'm like, oh, this word, I want to follow it.
Yeah.
And this year my word was truth. And it has not been an easy word. I did not realize how difficult truth was. Truth is harsh.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
And the truth is not harsh to you. It's harsh to evil that's in you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. You're not your up and down. Those are evil spirits, and the truth in you, the dark spirits cannot handle that. So it's harsh to that, not harsh to you. The real you love the truth. That's why you have welcomed the truth. So it's not the feeling you have about harshness. It's not you at all. So stop identifying with it.
Thank you. I had another question. How do you, something yesterday, and this is one of the things that he says is very concerning, that he's trying to understand, he's like, I'm very malleable to kind of opinions, influence, advice, and that's one of the things we talked about this week, and he's like, well, maybe you're just a woman, maybe, and I'm just, and he will say things like that, and one, this week I had an episode where somebody made a comment about, I guess I didn't want to say a political, but in the place that we're in, I heard someone make a comment about maybe the assassination attempt was kind of orchestrated, and I because he's teaching me kind of how even the words that the titles are said, like Trump falls, sounds heard, you know, how or like the statement that I told the news of what not to say, even telling them their body language. So it is really interesting seeing that I felt when that statement was made kind of this like it was the influence from him and the influence from another side and just kind of hashing it out. And for the first time, I was able to step back and say, okay, which one is the spirit of truth? And this was just yesterday, 2 days ago. So I know that he speaks truth. I guess I'm learning to identify what truth is, and I wanted to know, how do you identify a person who's speaking truth versus a person who's not speaking truth?
That's a good question. And the way you identify a person that's speaking the truth versus a person that's not is to be aware of your thoughts, which are not your own thought, but be aware of the thoughts inside of you and the emotions and stuff. Just be aware of that. And I promise you, you'll be able to tell when a person is lying. You can tell when they're not coming from the right place. When you can tell if they're pretending to have goodwill, but they're covering it up. They're pretending to be, but they're really evil. I promise you, the Father, the light, will allow you to see that automatically in others, and you'll be protected from it. You'll be able to see it. The light of God will show you that because you're understanding, you're seeing the darkness in you, in your imagination and emotions, and everything that's in you is inside of other people too, all that evil stuff. It's inside of others. Everybody that you know, they have it. And you'll be able to see it in them as you are overcoming it. So the light would allow you to see that.
Thank you, because it's, I guess I'm in the process of being able to learn to have discernment.
Yes.
And I was telling him, for so long I have been in a world of lies.
Yeah.
And I think that prevents me from connecting with the Holy Spirit.
Well, not
because I have been, or with my instincts, or which is the Holy Spirit, I believe. But you correct me if I misspoke.
You are on your way. You got to stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And all you have to do from this point forward is to watch those thoughts, the one that seemed good and the one that seemed bad. You watch them, and they will pass. And all you will have left is the light, because God is giving you, he's renewing your mind. He's getting rid of all those fake emotions, the so-called loved ones and the hate ones. And all you need to do is stay with the silent prayer, be present instead of lost in your head, thinking about the past or the future, and you will be fine. I promise you that. But you got to stay with it, stay with it. And the teacher within will teach you all things.
Will it be, I know this may sound like a silly question, will it be on my own, or will it require male guidance?
It will be on your own.
Okay.
You will be on your own, because you, your boyfriend, if he continues what he's working on himself, he will become an example, a spiritual example, a light example. You'll be able to see it in him too, but you got to rely on you, on the spirit inside of you, so that if anything should happen with you and your boyfriend, or you disagree or whatever, you're working on you, and the Father will continue to guide you about the light. You can't rely on someone else for the light. But you will be able to see where he's coming from, where everyone is coming from, and you will be protected. And when he's right, telling you the truth, it'll make sense. And if he's not telling you the truth, you would know that doesn't make sense. You would know it, and you won't be angry about it, but you would see where he's coming from as well.
I have a question. In today's culture, women make their own decisions in regards to who they marry. In the cultures before, years before, the woman would take advice from the parent or listen to the parent. Would this decision to my parents disapprove of him, and would I not listen to my parents and listen to myself, because I'm concerned about listening to myself and choosing the wrong person again, because I was previously engaged. I didn't get married, but I made a wrong choice in that, and I guess I'm concerned to listen to myself intrude some men that my parents disapprove of because I don't want to make a mistake again.
Well, here's what I recommend. Don't look for a man. Don't yearn for a man. You continue to seek the kingdom of God, and he will put the right man in your life, and you would know it without a doubt. And it wouldn't matter if your parents or anyone else approved of him or not. You would know without a doubt this man is your husband, is meant to be your husband, and it'll be no problem. So you trust the Spirit inside of you. And if you're not clear if it's your husband or not, don't make a decision until you are clear that it's the right person.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Peterson. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And that thing about when you said something about not having enough money in case he run away or something?
To have a career in case he left or in case he cheated and left.
No,
to have a backup plan.
No, if once God give you the right man to marry, you don't have in your mind that, well, I'm gonna have a career in case. I'm gonna do this in case. But what God put together, it can't be divided. You will have a man that the two of you will be together till death do you part. So don't worry about that, and you will be able to take care of yourself in the right way. You will naturally see how to take care of yourself. Because the Father will show you.
Is it a disloyal thing to teach women that? Is it teaching them to be disloyal? I guess I wanted to know if what he said.
Is it disloyal to teach them what?
Is it disloyal to teach? Do men view it as disloyal to teach a woman to have a backup plan?
No one, man nor woman, should teach you to have a backup plan. Because when you trust what's right, now that you're overcoming the darkness, and you trust what's right, and you live in the present, God will show you, he will take care of you. Really, it would be so amazing. He will show you, he will teach you, he will guide you. And you wouldn't need to, don't worry about a backup plan or a front up plan. You just live in the present. Get up and do, if you, right now you're not married, so go to work and save your money and do what you're doing, right? And just live in the present. And if you stay that way, you won't need a backup plan because the Father will guide you.
No,
go ahead.
I think it boils down to having my faith in God.
Yes, 100%. Your faith should only be in God, not in any human being or any money or any building or over here or over there. You should stay present with God, and all things will be shown to you. It should not be in your mama. It should not be in your daddy. Your faith should only be in God. And the way you keep your faith in God is you stay present with him. Don't be in your head thinking about the past. Don't be in your head thinking about the future. Because when you're in your imagination, you're one with the devil, and he will deceive you. But if you stay out of your imagination and stay present, you're one with God. Uniting the races with truth
instead of lies, dividing the masses by who? This gives me something to work on. I do stay in my mind a lot.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, sir.
Well, start doing it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And start doing that so God can bring you out of the darkness of your imagination. He will bring you out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer.
Thank you, sir. I will do that.
And he will guide you. And I'm telling you, you'll be just fine. And all those old habits will fall away, and you will become anew.
I'm excited for that and for the freedom that comes with that.
Just stay working on you.
Thank you for your time and your advice.
You're welcome. Call me again.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Amazing. Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
You got a time.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, the key says, Jesse, it's also being reported the director of the Secret Service allocated most of their human resources for an event for Jill Biden that she was hosting and sent all the new DEI hires to work at Trump's rally.
Yeah, I've been hearing all types of things, and we're never going to really know the truth anyway, but it's a mess. Thank you.
JV the Great says, for the biblical question, do you have hope?
Do you have hope?
I definitely have hope. I hope this country gets back on track. Hope the hearts change for the better. Hope that good prevails and evil is defeated.
Thank you. I'll respond on Sunday. Thank you.
Another from JV the Great. When you saw that Trump had been shot, how did you feel? There were multiple emotions rushing at once for me. Anger, anxiety, hope, sadness. After he got up, there was a sense of relief, happiness, thankfulness. It was near overwhelming. Darn near overwhelming. Do you consider that a thrill as well, even though I wasn't anticipating any of it?
No, that was I understand. Let that pass. I definitely understand. Don't worry about it. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion, coffee, Jesse, looking sharp. Happy birthday, Hake. Is your mama going to call and embarrass you again? Donald Trump Jr., like J.D. Vance, politics is a dirty game. He says he likes Trump now. He endorsed him. They endorse each other. Think he's trying to fulfill whatever mission he has with the technology companies.
Amazing. Thank you, Sia.
Greenwall says, happy birthday, Hake. Enjoy the beach. Thanks, man.
Nice. Thank you.
April, three coffees. I'm working on myself and starting to see the propaganda a little more in politics.
Yeah.
If ever we need Trump,
we need him now. Thank you.
Mrs. Guzman, three coffees, but not pithy enough for me to get all the way through, you know? My husband recently increased drinking alcohol. I think this might have to be continued.
For tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
We'll pick up on that tomorrow. We're out of time. Hate coming up. Bye. And to the callers, James from Canada, Megan from our first time caller, Indiana, TJ from the United Kingdom, Luke from Vietnam. I'm out of time. And the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Baba Thumper Thursday tomorrow. Women's Forum tomorrow night. Take care of the Hate Report coming up. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-2663.